Gentlemen, we've come towards the end of the third week of the Indian Premier League now. At the time of recording, it's the Royal Challengers Bangalore setting the pace. Just give us your take on what you've seen since the last time we spoke.
Well, I think matters are sorting out at the top of the table, and there are teams that have that need to catch up. I think Kolkata Knight Riders, I think defending champions, let's start with them. Things haven't really worked out for them. They've been losing quite a few matches, four of them they've lost. And just the 4 points they have, they've lost quite a few games. And they're lying third place from the lower end of the table. And that is now how they wanted to perhaps defend their title. And it's not been a great start. They have a good mix of players, overseas players. I think they're missing somebody like a Brendan McCullum who could come in and provide them an explosive start. Yesterday they experimented with Yusuf Pathan at the top of the order. I think what they could also try and do is perhaps rest Jack Callis, because as great a player as he is, I think he is getting a little older. They could give a run to Shakibul Hasan, or maybe Shakibul Hasan not available at the moment because he's playing the Bangladesh Zimbabwe Test Series, but there's also Ryan Ten Deshkate there. So maybe change things a little bit around and then hope for Brendan McCullum to come back right on time and get the tournament going, because at the moment it is not going anywhere. But otherwise, things at the top are getting a little more consistent. Royal Challengers Bangalore rising to the top after victory at home last night. And Chennai Super Kings also getting into a bit of a victorious form now in the top four. Rajasthan Royals and Sunrisers Hyderabad, the big surprises there, who are also on the top, in the top four of the points table. So Delhi Daredevils not won a game still. And they have a chance today, because Mumbai Indians will be playing in Delhi shortly. And the other teams, Pune Warriors, they are also languishing in the middle of the table. That is something that they had expected towards the start of this tournament. We had discussed how they're lacking in experience and perhaps a guiding hand, because all of them quite young players, and that is perhaps starting to show.
Now, the first couple of weeks of the tournament, it was really frenetic, very, very exciting. This third week hasn't quite been as exciting as that. We've also seen quite a lot of batting collapses. So what have you made of that particular sort of theme?
Well, I think the teams are a lot more settled now, because this is the third season of this particular cycle of player auctions. We had new teams in the last couple of years. Again, there was a big auction last year as well. This year, the auction was a little more players auction that I'm talking about. Players auction was a little more, a little more simpler or simplified than the last couple of seasons. In that light, I think the teams have settled down really, and perhaps the exception of Sunrisers Hyderabad, who have had to build their franchise from scratch. I think that is why this. We are seeing such batting collapses, because the bowlers have settled down. The bowling attacks are very, very settled. This is the third season. I mean, teams have all ideas what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. Somebody like Royal Challengers Bangalore, they have 10 fast bowlers. Kolkata Knight Riders have a very, very consistent bowling attack with two mystery spinners in there. Something like even Delhi Daredevils have a good bowling attack with four pacers who are always playing for them. Something like Rajasthan Royals, they are relying on pace and youngsters bowling slow, left-arm spin. Mumbai Indians, for example, they also have a good pace bowling attack with Mitchell Johnson coming in, along with Lisith Malinga and Kieran Pollard providing them support. And then Chennai Super Kings using all their home advantage. So all in all teams have a good bowling attack. And that is only down to the fact that it's been 3 years in this particular player cycle and things have again settled down. So the plans are all sorted out for the teams. And this has resulted in the fact that the batsmen are struggling for once in this T20 tournament.
Now, I want to